ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
सो
टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Third canto, chapter 21, title, Conversation between Manu and Kardama. We are reading from text number 9. Satam virajam arkabam. Satam virajam arkabam Sita padmot palasrajam
Sita
padmot palajalam
Sita
Snigdha nilalaka vrata Nilalakavrata Vaktrabjam virajombaram Vaktrabjam virajombaram Satam virajam arkabam Sita padmot palasrajam Snigdha nilalakavrata Vaktrabjam virajobaram Satam virajam arkabam Satam virajam arkabam Sita padmot palasrajam Sita padmot palasrajam Snigdha nilalakavrata Snigdha nilalakavrata Vaktrabjam virajobaram Vaktrabjam virajobaram Kardama Muni. Tam. Him. Virajam. Without contamination. Arkabam. Effulent like the sun.
Sita.
White.
Padma.
Lotuses.
Utpala.
Water lilies.
Srajam.
Garland.
Snigdha.
Slick.
Nila,
blackish blue,
Akala,
of locks of hair,
Vrata,
and abundance,
Vrakta,
face,
Abjam,
lotus like,
Viraja,
spotless,
Ambaram,
clothing. So, translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Kardama Muni. Kardama Muni saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is free from material contamination in his eternal form, effulgent like the sun, wearing a garland of white lotuses and water lilies. The Lord was clad in spotless yellow silk and his lotus face was fringed with slick dark locks of curly hair. There is no translation. There is no purport, sorry, for this verse. So we move on to the next verse. And the translation is, for the next verse, which is text number 10. Adorned with a crown and earrings, he held his characteristic conch, disc, and mace in three of his hands and a white lily in the fourth. He glanced about in a happy, smiling mood, whose sight captivates the heart of all devotees. Now here the description of the Lord is said, and how, you know, he's looking like, and how he's smiling with the devotees. So this is text number 10. That is, again, no purport for this. So we move on to text number 11. A golden streak on his chest, the famous Kasturba gem suspended from his neck. He stood in the air with his lotus feet placed on the shoulders of Garuda. So purport is there. We'll read the purport. The description in the verses 9 to 11 of the Lord in his transcendental eternal form are understood to be the descriptions from the authoritative Vedic version. These descriptions are certainly not the imaginations of Kardama Muni. The decorations of the Lord are beyond material conception as admitted even by the impersonalist like Shankaracharya. Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has nothing to do with the material creation. The varieties of the transcendental Lord, his body, his form, his dress, his instruction, his words, are not manufactured by the material energy, but all are confirmed in the Vedic scripture. So the form of Radha Ballabha, you see, the dress, everything is eternal. Srila Prabhupada says it's not manufactured by the material energy. So everything here is spiritual. So we have to go with that understanding further. So that's what Srila Prabhupada is saying. So whatever is there, it's spiritual energy. Nothing to do with matter. So when you come and hear the class, you know that, you know, there's a transformation happening, right? You are taken to the spiritual energy. This is arrangement of the Lord. Right? The Lord has got many energies. Material energy, spiritual energy, marginal energy, you know, Kripa energy. You know, like so many energies are there. Aishwarya energy. But when you hear about the Lord, or when you see him personally, you know, in the association of devotees, when you hear about the past tense of the Lord, you are automatically transported to the spiritual energy. So this is like a router. Right? A router switches, right? All the IT students may be knowing. So like that, when you hear about Krishna, immediately, the material energy is also the Lord's energy. The spiritual energy is also the Lord's energy. It's non-different from him. It's all coming from him. Right? So when you hear topics about Krishna, when you serve him, when you chant his name, you're automatically switched to the spiritual energy. The moment you don't think of Krishna, you go back to the material energy by default. Because that's what we are in. By performance of yoga, Kardama Muni actually saw the Supreme Lord as he is. He saw the Lord. There was no point in seeing an imagined form of God after practicing yoga for 10,000 years. So Kardama Muni, this happened in Satya Yuga. He was meditating on the Lord for 10,000 years. And then the Lord, you know, personally came to him. So he saw the personal form of the Lord. That's why the description is said. Right? So this is also the personal form of the Lord. When we see Gaurnita, Shishi, Radha Ballabha, and Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, that is also the personal form of the Lord. Right? The only thing is that the Lord is not talking to us. But in the case of Kardama Muni, the Lord is talking to him. For advanced devotees, even the deity can talk to the Lord. The perfection of yoga, therefore, does not terminate in voidness or impersonalism. On the contrary, the perfection of yoga is attained when one actually sees the personality of Godhead in his eternal form. The process of Krishna conscious, so this is the crux of Srila Prabhupada's purport. The process of Krishna consciousness. See, in every purport, right, Srila Prabhupada has got a mission statement. Right? He wants to express what he wants from the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Right? So this is this mission statement. The process of Krishna conscious is to deliver the form of Krishna directly. So if you also want to see the form as seen by Kardama Muni, then this process of Krishna conscious, you can see Krishna face to face. It is not that something has wrote, someone has written a book, like a Harry Potter, you know, imaginative, you know. It's not like that. You can see Krishna face to face, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, right? Who's beyond matter, who's beyond the three modes of material nature. You can see him face to face by practicing, by following Krishna consciousness. The form of Krishna is described in the authoritative Vedic literature, Brahma Samhita. His abode is made up of Chintamani stone, and the Lord plays there as a cowherd boy and is served by many thousands of gopis. These descriptions are authoritative, and a Krishna conscious person, this is what Srila Prabhupada concludes with, that takes them directly, acts on them, preaches them, and practices devotion service as enjoined in the authoritative scriptures. So Srila Prabhupada says, this Krishna conscious movement is not just, you know, taking a class, reading and going away. The books are there, right? The book is there, I am there, right? So if I take the book, read and put it there, the knowledge is different from the you. The knowledge is different. But Srila Prabhupada wants us to practice that knowledge. Then only you get the knowledge. You become the knowledge. And then you realize it. Otherwise, the knowledge is there, you are there. What's the difference? One has to practice this to realize that. So just I read the last sentence. So a Krishna conscious person takes them directly, acts on them, preaches them, and practices devotion service as enjoined in the authoritative scriptures. Om Agyana Timurandasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmiritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Tadati Svapadati Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna. So this story of Kardama Muni looking at the Lord or seeing the darshan of the Lord is backdated to Satya Yuga. Right? Three yugas, Kali Yuga, three yugas before. Now Satya Yuga, then Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga. We are in Kali Yuga. Do all of us realize that we are in Kali Yuga? Then only we can start the topic, you know. So in Kali Yuga, what's the problem? Kali Yuga, everything is a problem. Right? To start with, we are in the mode of ignorance, first point, and then we are born as Sudras. Right? We'll come back to one by one, okay? Otherwise, it'll be too hard to digest. Now, in Kali Yuga, we are all born as Sudras, and Srila Prabhupada says the quality of Sudra is to lament. Lament means constantly, you know, having a grief or a sorrow, you know, or a pain, constantly. Oh, why I've done this? I should not have done this. Why did I do that? No, I should do this one. I should not do this one. You know, constantly lamenting. If all of us face this problem, or anyone free from that, lamentation. The mind tells us to do something, you do it. Then the same mind tells us, why did you do that? This is the nature of the mind. As long as you don't do the job, mind will keep on pushing. Do that. Very important, right? why did you do that? Then lamenting. This is a characteristic of a sudra. And also ignorance. So what is ignorance? The opposite is knowledge. So the opposite of knowledge is ignorance. Now ignorance means that we are all tiny spirit souls. Okay? All of us are spirit souls. No doubt about it. Okay? Now the soul, tiny spirit soul, which is a fragmental part of the supreme whole, Krishna. So we are all tiny speck, but spiritual in nature. Right? Now we are covered by two layers of matter, unfortunately. That Krishna did not want it, we wanted it. Right? Now, these two gross forms of matter, or two layers of matter. Now, the gross form of matter is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether, which is gross elements. And the subtle form is made up of subtle elements consisting of mind, intelligence, false you. Right? Bhumi apo nalo vayu kam mano buddhi evacha hankara ityamme binna prakriti astat. Krishna explains in the 7th chapter that my material energy is a separated energy. It consists of earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, force. 8 elements. Is it clear? Right? So the soul is covered by two layers. So what happens is, because we want to enjoy this material energy, the body is given to us. Right? After Brahma creates this body, now the Lord, the Supreme Lord himself, he goes into the body and activates. He sits as Paramatma. He activates 11 senses, including the mind. Then what happens? The living entity identifies, right? This body has its own, and what does he do? He engages in wrong activities. What is wrong activities? Material activity. Because a soul, which is a fragmental part of the Lord, should do devotion service to the Lord, to connect to him. But because it identifies with the body, the senses, it attracts to the sense object, and it's not doing the devotions, or he's not doing the devotion service. Misidentifies with the body. Right? Identity crisis. Instead of thinking that he is a soul, he thinks with the body and goes with the flow of the material energy. Right? Why is this happening? This is happening because of the knowledge covering potency of the Lord. What is that? That is the material energy. The material energy is known as the Lord's illusory energy, the Lord's deluding energy. Right? It takes a person away from Krishna. It's got a separate existence. That's how the material energy works. Lord says, my separated energy. So it gives a separate existence. Yes, I am a man. I am a computer engineer. This is my job. Because the material energy creates upadhis. I am a mother. I am a father. My job is to do that, not devotion service. And as they go further into the material energy, it traps you, it pulls. Right? Now, most of you are from India, right? You know how have you seen a tar, coal tar? Where they put for the roads, you know, even here also, you know. But here you cannot immediately, you know, overnight they do it. By the time you come in the morning, everything's finished. But India, it will go for months, you know. One side they put, the next 5 kilometers, next, you know. So you can see that. Right? This coal tar, right? It's a coal tar. What happens is, it's very sticky. So for example, first you don't know. You just touch there. You take it with the finger. What is this black thing? Oh, then you touch like this. It sticks here. Then what is this? 3 fingers, 4 fingers, 5 fingers. And soon you realize that all your 5 fingers are stuck with the coal tar. Have anyone experienced that? or even gum or something, you know what I mean? This is the nature of the material world. Slowly it pulls you. Because it is a knowledge covering potency of the Lord. So one who does not know that he is a spirit soul, then material energy acts on them very vigorously and binds them. The Lord explains that in the 14th chapter. It is an insurmountable grip. You cannot escape that. Why? Because you don't know that you are spirit soul, but you are acting on a wrong platform. Right? For example, you know how sometimes, they say, it may be a crude example, sometimes people say, oh, don't go into that area, the thieves are living there, thugs are living, bad people are living in that area, people say, what is wrong, let us go and try. Then they'll go and if you go into that area, they'll catch you, they'll, hit you, they kill you or do whatever they want, So it's like that. That's deluding energy. So when you, without knowing, you act, you think that you are the body and you act on that and the material energy binds you. And it's impossible to get out of the three modes. Krishna, the whole chapter, Krishna is dedicating for the three modes. How the three modes act on a person, binds them and will not give liberation. But if you know Krishna, then liberation is easy. Because the Lord is completely spiritual. Very, very easy. Right? So the knowledge covering potency of the Lord covers the living entity, and that is known as Maya. That which is not. You think that you are the body, but you are not the body, you are spirit soul. Right? So what is the antidote? What's the remedy for this? Right? So in short, the suffering is due to the material energy. There's no suffering in the spiritual energy. Is there any suffering in the spiritual energy? All the sufferings, in this material world, birth, death, old age, disease, adi bhautik, trouble caused by other living entity. Someone will come and stab you. They'll shoot you. Trouble caused by other living entities. Trouble caused by your own body and mind. When you want to chant, the mind says, I will not chant. The own body, people are having cancer. They cannot, someone cannot eat. Someone cannot see. Someone cannot digest. Their own body. What do you say for that? Right? Children, they're born with that. You go to Royal Melbourne Children's Hospital in Flemington. So many children, so many diseases. Right? Why? The previous karma, they come. That's one way. But now they're suffering. Ignorant. They don't know. They do something wrong. And then later on they suffer. So this knowledge of Krishna conscious will allow us not to do any mistake. Hence no suffering. So this divine knowledge, transcendental knowledge, is given by our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. Right? Knowledge is very, very important. See, the material energy is unforgiving. Right? It will never forgive you. For example, a small child is there, right? Maybe one year. Now the child, without knowing, it sticks the finger into the fire. But do the fire differentiate? Oh, it's a small child. It's not a big, oh, I should take my, I should not give him suffering. No. Material energy, earth, water, fire, air, ether. The fire will burn the child when the child puts the finger, knowingly or unknowingly. It will burn. And then the child learns a mistake. Next time, I will not stick my finger into the fire. So the material energy is unforgiving. You know or don't know, you have to suffer the consequences. Now, that is why, coming back, in Kali Yuga, we are in ignorance. Now, in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, everyone had an understanding of the spirit soul. And they know that they're the spirit soul. Hence, they acted accordingly, what it is required of you. Right? If you are a computer engineer, you have to work on the computers. You don't work on the machines. You don't work on a workshop or something, right? If you're an accountant, you do the accounts. So everyone in the previous yuga, they knew that they're the spirit soul. They acted accordingly. And on top of that, Krishna has put the Varnashrama Dharma in place. What is the Varnashrama Dharma? In any society, there are four sections, groups of people. The intellectuals, the brahmanas, the administrators, the rulers, and then the third class is a businessman, business class, and the fourth is a service or a labor class. You need this four class, but it was in place, put properly. So what do the brahmanas? The brahmanas are predominantly in the mode of goodness. Mode of goodness means knowledge and sense control. Right? What is the knowledge and sense control? Knowledge means that I am not this body. I am a spirit soul. Hence, I don't perform sense gratification. If you don't do sense gratification, what happens? You are away from the material energy. You can see the material energy. You can experience, oh, this is a wrong person. If you keep on doing sense gratification, you are attached. The material energy binds you. That is why Srila Prabhupada have established everything what Srila Prabhupada did has got is a transcendental and full of meaning, sense. So he said, in other yugas, people understand that their spirit, how did they understand? They're following the Varnashrama system and by following the regulative principles. What is that? No meat eating. No intoxication. No cigarette. Here, now, in Kali Yuga, everyone is become a fashion. One cigarette, two, soon they have two cigarettes, I think. What is this? No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. People were following there. Now people are, no idea. Absolutely, that everyone is in the bodily conscious. Then how do they know they're the soul? This knowledge is very important to understand. Right? So what happens? If you don't have the knowledge, the material energy traps you. Oh, drink, eat meat, smoke, right? Go do whatever fun you want. And then it grabs you and keeps under the is her control. Why? Because that's what you wanted. You're supposed to do devotion service, but you changed your mind. You want it. So unless you have the knowledge, you cannot get out. So knowledge is a main source for liberation, coupled with devotion service. So by not eating meat, no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. So you're coming out of the material energy. Now, what do you do after coming out of the material energy? Right? After coming out of the material energy, you know you're a spirit soul. Then again, you've got three choices. Right? You are a soul now. Now, there are three ways of God realization. What is that? It can be impersonal realization. You understand Lord is made up of light. Thousand watts Philip lamp. Krishna is made up of 1,000 watts Philip lamp. That's it, Lord. What will happen? You go to the light. The soul is very active. You don't perform any activity, you fall down. Again into the material world. So that's the first realization. The second realization is Paramatma realization. Right? And the third one is Bhagavan realization. So, after knowing that you're not the body, the soul has got a choice. Either you can become a Brahman, realized person, or Paramatma, or Bhagavan. Now, as devotees of Krishna, we are doing Bhagavan realization. But, in the other three yugas, right, they had an option. Why? Because the other three yugas, they were following Vedic principles. Following Vedic principle means following Vedic scriptures. Right? So, these Vedic scriptures, you know, they help you out to come out of the material energy. Right? Now, this Vedic scriptures following has got two advantages. Or it can be done in two steps. Okay? What is that? In the other three yugas, the Vedic, by following the Vedic injunction, right, you can have the soul realization in two aspects. That is, detachment from matter, attachment to spirit. It was done in two steps. So in the other three yugas, they had a lot of time. Right? So they were following karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti, astanga yoga, bhakti yoga. Right? They had an option. But in Kali Yuga, the lifespan is only 70 or 80 only, not even 100. Right? In that, how can you detach from matter, attach to spirit? And even if you attach to spirit, you don't know, you may go on the impersonal path and you think that Krishna is light. But here you see the description given by even Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna is wearing, you know, blue dress, he's wearing a garland and he's smiling at the devotees. Now this will be completely lost. So, Krishna was very kind. In Kali Yuga, this only process, quickest process is Bhakti Yoga, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, the Lord himself, Krishna himself, he came as Krishna in the mood of Radharani. Compassionate mood. Give compassion. He came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he delivered this. And he wants to deliver the conditioned soul through the Sankirtana movement, which was given to us by the Parampara system through Srila Prabhupada, which is easier to follow. Now with this Krishna conscious movement, what happens? See, the Vedic system is detached from matter, attached to spirit. Okay? Now this Krishna conscious movement, what happens? You are doing devotion service to Krishna. So, only one step process. You are already detaching from matter, attaching to spirit. That to the complete whole spirit. Krishna is the complete whole spirit. So all the living entities put in this world, okay, you join together. That is Krishna. He's the sum total of all the living entities, Krishna. So that Lord, if you worship, you're already in the spiritual energy. You chant his name. You take the Lord's prasadam. You do devotion service to him, you are already, you know, in the spiritual energy. You need not have to detach yourself from matter. You're already spiritual. Now, in the Brihad Aranya Upanishad, some of you may know it. There is a very nice sloka. It says, Asatoma Sadgamaya, Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, Mrityoma Amrdam Gamaya. Anyone know that? Famous one. What does it mean? Asatoma Satgamaya. From Asat, Vedic, you know, it is saying, see all the Vedic scriptures, right? It will say, you're not the body. Right? In some way, it will indicate to you. What does it say? Asatoma Satgamaya. Asat. Move from Asat to Sat. What is Asat? Body. Why? Because it's made up of material components. See, something, if it is made up of matter, three modes of material nature, it has got creation, maintenance, existence or destruction. It will be destroyed. An apple is there. It is created. It is there. And it's gone. This is the fundamental principles of material nature. Creation, maintenance, destruction. Because all made up of matter. The world of matter we are living in. Okay, so from Asat come to Sat, from body come to soul, it is saying. And then Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, this material world is darkness, full of darkness, come to light. It says come to light. Krishna Maya Andhakar, Krishna Surya Saman, right? So Maya is darkness, Krishna is light. If you come to Krishna, you know everything. See, in this room, say someone turns off the light, it's dark. We don't even know anything. I cannot see, first of all, and then I cannot see with the glass also. Two layers of darkness, right? But if someone turns on the light, right, I can see everyone clearly. What color jumper you're wearing, you're having a, you know, mobile. You are writing, everything is known. So when someone comes to Krishna, They know everything. Slowly the Lord tells, you are not this body. You are spirit soul. Now, there are different, you know, the body, gross body is made up of gross matter, subtle body. And then Krishna gives a hierarchy in Bhagavad Gita. First is sense object, then senses, then mind, then intelligence, then soul. Then when you come to Krishna, you are established on the soul. So one will not fall down if they practice devotion, sir. Because you are in the highest soul. Other materialistic people or non-devotees, they don't know this combination. So there will be the sense and sense object and mind, that's it. The intelligence also polluted because it's material. Because again Krishna says in the third chapter, only with the spiritual intelligence you can control the material senses. The eyes, nose and all that, they cannot be controlled with material sense. You may be a PhD in material science, but that fellow will be smoking and drinking. Why? He does not know the difference. He does not have transcendental knowledge, the difference between body and soul. This comes only from Krishna. Only from Krishna. So only if you have this knowledge, then you know that you are the soul and you can advance. Right? Krishna is pure goodness. He is not goodness. Pure goodness. Pavitra, purest Lord. Krishna. There is no contamination in Krishna. You see a perfect, can you see a perfect person in this world? You cannot see. But the Lord is perfect. He is Satchitananda Vigraha. And Srila Prabhupada very nicely translates Vigraha as personality. See, he is a personality with Satchitananda form. His form is eternal. He is not temporary like us. And then what else? Satchit, full of knowledge, Krishna. What are we? We are ignorant. We think we are the body. And then, Ananda. Krishna's form is happiness. So anyone who comes and chants Krishna's name, automatically they put into the spiritual energy, they feel happy. Right? And that Lord is pure goodness. Right? Beyond the three modes. No, not even 0.00001% of matter, Krishna. 100% pure spiritual. This is the power of Krishna. Right. And then what does the third one say? From mortality, from mortality come to immortality. Mrityoma amirdam gamaya. From mortality, you're going to die. Become immortal. The Vedic scripture is saying, how do you become immortal? As long as you identify with the body, you have to die. But if you know that you are the soul, then there's no fear. Why do people, what is the greatest fear in this world? But nowadays people say losing a job. That's the greatest fear. If I die, at least I don't know, Prabhu. But money is not coming, that's the greatest fear. Redundancy is the greatest fear. Right? Correct? What's the greatest fear? Death is the greatest fear. And Krishna consciousness means fearlessness. Because you are acting on the soul. So you don't care. Krishna says, my devotee, they do everything for me. So they act on the spiritual platform. So why do, body is just like a dress, Tomorrow I'm wearing a brown dress, I don't care about this. Just throw them and wear another dress, right? So, this is what is happening. So, Krishna explains in the 13th chapter. What does he explain? Just as air carries aroma, right? The subtle body, consisting of mind, intelligence, false ego, takes the soul from one body to another body. Who knows the science? Do the Melbourne University know? He's in Melbourne University, he's shaking his head. What you know is how to make money. That's Melbourne University. Right? That's what they know. But which university tells us? Monash University says us? See, and as the air carries aroma, the subtle body, consisting of mind, intelligence, false, subtle body, carries the body, soul,
from one body to another body. That is why we are there. We have been constantly moving bodies. The soul is going. But this lifetime, if you know that you are the soul, then you go to the supreme soul. Your destination changes. Detour. But as long as you act on the bodily platform, the detour will keep on continuing. Tour will continue, sorry. Detour will not happen. Tour will be continuing. If you want detour, then you have to stick on to the conception of soul. Then it's easy. Otherwise, you know, the mind will be pulling away from us. And Krishna explains that in the 6th chapter, that do not degrade your mind. See, Krishna gives very important instruction in every part, but in the 6th chapter, I like was the two main instructions. Lord says, do not degrade your mind. One. And two, wherever the mind wanders, bring it back under the control of the self. See? Because the nature of the mind is to go away. Bring it back under the control. The mind will go. Bring it back under the control of the self. Again it will go. It will go. For example, when you are learning horse riding, right? The mind is like a wild animal, horse. You know, like that. It will keep on, you know. So first time when you sit on the horse, definitely you are going to fall over, fall down. So you think, oh, I am trying to do Krishna conscious. My mind is not controlling. I will give up Krishna conscious. No. You have to again sit on the horse. And then finally, after 1 year, the horse will be under full control. So you are, then it will be very good. Krishna chanting will be very nice. Right? So you don't give up Krishna conscious. You don't give up chanting. Maya will say, this is it. Just give up chanting. No good. Why you are struggling? Mind will say. It's pointless. Look at other people. They're all enjoying. What's problem with you? What's wrong with you? Right? Our own mind is our enemy and traitor. You know what is enemy? Enemy means they will not good to you. And you know what traitor? Traitor means he will be with you and he will do wrong things to you. Those days they use traitor. Traitor, spy they call, you know. They'll be with the king and they know everything about the king. They go to the other king and tell them and the other king will come and attack him. This is traitor. So our own mind is enemy and traitor. But what we think? Oh, our mind is so beautiful, nice. We trust day in and day out, we trust our mind, right? And the mind says, forget Krishna consciousness, don't go to the temple, go to the movie. We do that. Because we trust our mind. Material energy, mind. Mind means Maya. Mind equal to Maya. So will you trust Maya? Will you trust the Lord deluding energy? So don't trust your mind. And what about the senses? Srila Prabhupada says, all the 10 senses are there, right? Eyes, nose. They are all venomous snakes. They will inject poison into the soul. Imagine your eye is a snake, okay? What does it do? It will take material energy and inject venom into your soul. That's what it does. Your nose, your tongue is another snake. It will take rubbish food and put into the soul. And how do you realize you're the soul? Soul means all the 10 senses, only the input is Krishna. Because a soul is in a very dark place. The material energy is as such dark. In the body, the soul is trapped in the heart region. Okay? What is inside? Have anyone seen inside the body? Very good, isn't it? It's nothing but flesh and blood and urine and stool and all that inside. So all go by the external, which is good. But Krishna consciousness is an internal movement, not external. External is material energy, internal. So inside, the whole body is darkness and the soul is trapped. It is something like, say for example, I'm living in a house with 10 windows and all the windows are closed. How will I survive? This is soul is experiencing that problem because of lack of. So when Krishna conscious means someone is coming, the guru is coming and opening all the 10 doors, and this guy is seeing outside. Right? He's feeling happy. This is what is happening. So Krishna conscious means opening all the windows. The moment you chant, then one door is opened. The moment you see the beautiful form of Krishna, eye is opened. See? You learn about, or you hear about Krishna, ear is open. So the soul is coming out. See? And then you realize that you're a soul. Then the body problem diminishes. As you progress in Krishna conscious, the bodily problem decreases. And then happy only. No problems at all. You know, no problems. That's how Krishna conscious is. Because as I said earlier, in this material energy, there is no problem, no worries. But we are in the material world and say no worries. Right? There's no suffering in the spiritual energy. There is suffering only in the material energy. Okay? So, all of you look very tired. So, looks like you cannot take any more. Quite heavy, I think. Okay, with this I'll stop. Any comments, questions, corrections?
What is the difference between the Paramatma and Bhagavan?
So the question is, what's the difference between Paramatma and Bhagavan? Paramatma feature is created only for the material creation, even though he's the Lord himself. If say, for example, there's no material creation, there's no Paramatma. But Bhagavan is eternal, one aspect. Then, Paramatma, the Ashtanga yogis, they meditate on Paramatma, Ashtanga yogis, you know. See, there are four ladders, yoga ladders. Karma yoga, jnana yoga, Ashtanga yoga, bhakti yoga, right? Karma yoga means, it's a starting for all of us, right? We work. Work is devotion. Why? Because they don't have any idea about Krishna. No idea about soul. Dull. Ignorant. So what they do? They're asked to do the work properly. Work is devotion. So what do you achieve by that? By doing work properly, you know that I am not the doer. See? When you know I am not the doer, then you know, yes, I am different from the body. That means I am a soul. That means you move to the next knowledge, which is Jnana Yoga. In Jnana Yoga, right, they meditate on the Lord's impersonal feature. Like, they think Krishna does not have a form. Because you're limiting the Lord by having a form. The material energy, I am limited because I have a form. So you people are limiting Krishna because he should be everywhere. He's antaryami. He's spread everywhere. Why are you limiting him to a form, small child? That means it's not spiritual. Lack of understanding. But what is Krishna's form? Satchitananda Vigraha. The Lord may look like a small child and eat butter. But his form is transcendental. Pure goodness. Spiritual form. It's not material. Krishna's body and Krishna's soul, both are spiritual. Our soul is spiritual. Our body is material. So the next level is Ashtanga Yoga, where they go one step. They realize Krishna is not light. Krishna has got some personal feature. He has got eyes. Right? He has got hands. So they meditate on the personal feature. But what happens? Because the intelligence is contaminated, they want something from Krishna. So they ask for mystic power. I want to become smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest. I want to fly. This is all material. The intelligent sidetrack. But a devotee, he will not leave Krishna. Doesn't matter whether Krishna gives or not. That is a property. That's why Krishna is attached to the devotees. Never, doesn't matter. You give money, you don't give money. I'm still your devotee. You embrace me or make me brokenhearted. I'm still. They will never relinquish the lotus feet of the Lord. Once you catch the lotus feet of Krishna, no more going backwards. So Krishna loves them. And takes them back. Okay? Is it okay? So that's Ashtanga Yogi. Is there anything you're looking for particular? Kardama Muni, yeah, he did that, but he's performing Bhakti Yoga. So, okay, if you do Bhakti Yoga, everything is covered. For example, a 10th grade teacher, when he's teaching maths, he also can teach grade 1. It's not that the grade 10 teacher has to teach only grade 10. But he's not teaching. So Kardama Muni is Bhakti Yoga. It's already covered. He has got mystic potency. He can become smaller than the smallest. After Kardama Muni married Devahuti, he made an aerial mansion. See, if we have to buy a house, we have to earn. Then we have to go to the real estate. Then we have to go to the Commonwealth for the mortgage. Then we have to buy a mortgage. 50 years contract. You die, but the house will be there. What is the use? But Kardama Muni, with his mystic power, he created an aerial mansion with the wings. And he called his wife, "What is this? Come into this." And the wife was very happy. My husband is not working. He's not an IT staff. But still he has got a lot of dollars. So he took his wife and he showed everywhere the planets. See, this is where the demigod live. So the Devahuti was very nice. But Devahuti is not an ordinary person, lady. She's a son of Swayambhuva Manu. Very powerful. So, I mean, the story goes like that. So he created a manual aerial mansion, right? For example, big house, 10-story house or 80-story house with a flying wing. It can go and land wherever you want. Kardama Muni created just like that. This is the power of yoga. Do you want to become Ashtanga Yogi and get these powers? Or do you want to become a Bhakti Yogi? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? He's thinking, see? Perform Bhakti Yoga. Everything is covered there. A devotee has got, you know, everything. He will get everything in due time. You know what I mean? It's a matter of time. You will get everything, you know. So that is why people with a shortage, with a less intelligence, they go after this. If you come to Krishna, he's got everything, Krishna. He's a Bhagavan who possesses 6 opulences. What is shortage from him? Yes, Prabhu. Normally, you know, this is again a repeated question of ISKCON. You know, Srila Prabhupada says, you know, you don't bother about how you have come. You bother about how to go. For example, when I was 11 years old, right? Suddenly, you know, I remember that I was year 5 in India. That evening, you know, 4 o'clock, you know, I was so much pain here, you know. I was like a snake, you know. Can you begin? Life was crawling, too much pain. And then I remember, you know, I came to my house, you know, they said, pain means not too much pain, you know. And went to the doctor. I could hear my mother talking to the doctor and I could overhear the conversation. Doctor saying, this guy is seriously infected with appendix. You know, a serious infection. It has to be operated tonight. Otherwise, risk to his life. He may not be alive tomorrow. I remember. Then I was tired, you know. I was telling, operation means I'm scared, you know. Then my mother was saying, don't worry. He said, don't know, operation. He said, no, who said that's operation? Nothing wrong, you know, like that. Then I went, operated. And they said, don't worry and all that, you know. And next day morning when I wake up, I could see that all the people are surrounding. I was with a band-aid, you know. Overnight, emergency operation for me. Now, if I keep on thinking, oh, why did it happen? Why did surgery? What happened? I cannot live peacefully. I cannot take the Lord's Kichari Prashadam now. It's just gone. What's the next step now? Now my stomach is okay. I should make sure that I, because I used to take, you know, I don't know, some when I was young or something, you know. So all it's, see, appendix is, see, this is again, adi atmik, trouble caused by own body and mind. Our own body has collected all this rubbish, and it's like a tube. And if it expands, then the nerve will expand, and then the blood vessels will collapse and die. So that has to be cut. It's an extra growth. It's not a tumor, but it's extra growth. It's like a balloon, you know. It grows. So that has to be cut. And if you keep on thinking like that, right, at the age of 11, I would not have performed Krishna consciousness. When I'm chanting, I'll think of appendix, serious. Will it come again on the right or left or something? So forget it. Now what I should think? I don't want this human form. Because the body is a root cause of problem. Gross body and subtle body. Now I want to eliminate this gross body and subtle body, which is creating problem. Now I'll take a Krishna consciousness seriously. Next birth, I will not have gross body, subtle body. Then the problem solved. So Srila Prabhupada says again, don't worry about how you have come. But you have learned a big mistake, right? This birth. So when you go back, you will never come back. I can understand your concern. You're saying, how about again if I go there, again if I think of something, I'll come back. No. Once you have got, this memory will be there. See, it was 11 years, right? Something happened to me. I remember. So Krishna's grace, he gives a memory. Remember, you were in Melbourne. What happened to you? Remember that accident? Krishna will remind you. Then he will say, oh Lord, no. Krishna is kind. See, he's a friend. He says, I am a friend to all living entities. People are scared. God means he'll kill me. He'll poke me. You know, no. He's your friend living in your heart. Srila Prabhupada says, when you go into the middle of a desert, you think, oh, animals are there, I'm scared. But the only companion for you is Krishna. Because he's in the Paramatma, is Krishna, in the heart. So he's the only companion. He's a friend. So if you do devotion service, you get spiritual body. No appendix, nothing. Good bargain. Okay? Yes, Prabhu, quickly. Once the disciples of Srila Prabhupada said, Srila Prabhupada, you know, we had some questions and all that, you know, can we do like this, you know? He said, no, do like that. No, Prabhupada, you know. He said, Krishna is telling me to do that. That's okay, Srila Prabhupada. Uttama Adhikari. See, for example, you know what? We are here, right? We are like an ant. Okay? Small ant. We are trying to see Mount Everest. What is Mount Everest? Human being, we cannot go and see. Small ant, first of all, it has to understand that Mount Everest is highest. Then it has to know, first of all, it has to know what is Mount Everest. Then it has to understand the potency of Mount Everest. And then it has to have a consciousness to perceive. Understand? Now we lack all the three. First of all, we have to do devotion service. One, take shelter of Guru. And then slowly this knowledge will be given to you. See, when you are in grade one, if you jump, I want to learn calculus, you know, it's not possible. Come to grade two, grade 10, then you will naturally. So Krishna consciousness is a gradual process. Krishna consciousness means what? The material energy will slowly leave you and you realize you are a spirit soul. It's a gradual process. It's not a joke or it's not a, you know, just a armchair philosophy. You sit on the vyasas and talk and go away. It's not that. Practice. You come here, you practice, you see. This is a real form of God. It's not made up of bronze. Krishna can, if you are very pure, Krishna can talk to you. There were many devotees in the past, not here, before in the previous sampradayas or even early Kali Yuga. Where devotees, you know, so many deities, you know, Gopal deity was walking. Deities can talk to you. But your level, are you up to that level to understand, to perceive Lord? If Krishna, see, Krishna is here, okay? But are we able to see with the material eyes? Because Krishna is completely spiritual. You are completely material. How can you see Krishna? Even if Krishna, say for example, comes here, you can see only, you know, because he is spiritual. Whatever you see in this world is only three modes of material nature. Can you see a spiritual form? You cannot see. Because you are contaminated. You are in the three modes. You see only money, dollars, vessels, car, computer. Right? Everything is three modes of material nature. Krishna is beyond the three modes. Spiritual. So you should have a spiritual vision. So what happens is, when you chant, when you perform, or when you really take up this process of Krishna consciousness, all your senses become spiritual. This is Krishna has to give you. Because right now, because of the previous desire, you got material senses to see a movie, to hear a Bollywood song, or to taste some rubbish food. It's your desire. Now, if you say, Krishna, no, I want only you, then slowly Krishna gives you spiritual eyes. Spiritual ears. Spiritual tongue. Then the body will slowly change. And then, if it is possible, in this birth, if you are completely spiritual, he can come and talk to you. Or you can talk to him. Or next birth. For sure. Because whatever you do in this birth, next birth. Whatever I did in the last birth, I'm suffering now. So this birth, for the future. Right? So the senses will slowly change. Just like an example is given by the Acharyas. Iron rod is matter, right? Iron rod is metal. You keep in the fire. After 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, the iron rod will become like fire. Then the iron rod is as good as fire. It is not iron rod anymore. So this material body, which is made up of matter, you use in completely Krishna service, then all the body will become spiritual. Then, it's nothing for Lord, it's nothing for the Lord to come and talk to you. Because both are on the same level. Now, Krishna is in spiritual, pure goodness, spiritual level. We are in the mode of ignorance. Then there is a lot. Krishna says, come up. There's a lot of gap. Please, come up. Then if you struggle also, then Krishna will lift you up. He does a lot of things. But for that, you have to chant nicely. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Rama. We'll stop here. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.